Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod. That's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod. That's the way to learn Chinese. Hi everyone, welcome to Chinese Pod. My name is Guilin.
Hi, 大家好，欢迎来到中文播客。我是甜心。在今天的对话呢，我们要教各位中级班的同学怎么样和房屋中介讨论租屋的事情。
So we're talking with a real estate agent about renting a house.
没错，那下一堂课呢，我们也会学怎么样签合同，签房屋的合同。
So in the second part of the lesson, we will talk about how to sign a rental agreement.
那这两堂课呢，我们都会学到很多跟租房子有关的词汇。
Okay, well, how about we listen to the dialogue and we discuss it in a moment.
好，那我们就赶紧来听听今天的对话。
您好，是陈小姐吗？我是中介的小王，租房的事您考虑的怎么样？
有一套两室一厅的房子，我觉得还不错。
您可真有眼光，这套房80平方，两卧一厨一卫一阳台，家具家电都配齐了。您如果租的话，拎包入住就可以了。
听起来很不错，不过租金怎么算？
房东挂出的租金是2500块钱一个月，要求租户押一付三。
押一付三，这是什么意思呢？
意思是一个月的租金2500块当做押金，房租3个月付一次，可以接受吗？
租金可以接受。那么水电、网络费怎么算？
水电费、网络费、物业费都是租户自理的。您那个小区的物业费是1200块钱一年。
好的，这些也都没有问题。还有其他的费用吗？
还有我们中介的中介费，一共是3000元，您和房东各出一半。
好的，那请问什么时候可以签约？签约的时候，我需要准备什么吗？
明天就可以签约，请您带上您的身份证原件和复印件。
好的，没问题。
好，今天对话的一开始呢，我们就听到房屋中介打电话给陈小姐。
Okay, 中介 is a word for an agent or an intermediary.
在台湾呢，你会听到中介 fourth tone， 那个中旁边有一个人 ，so there's a 人 radical next to 中。
Now he wants to know if she likes any of the houses they've seen.
对，他打电话给他的时候呢，他就说，我是中介的小王。我们在讲电话的时候，常常听到有人用这样的方式介绍自己。我会说，喂，你好，我是中文播客的甜心，你是什么什么公司的谁？那他说，租房的事 regarding renting houses， 您考虑的怎么样？
So have you thought about it, or how did you think about it?
没错。
Now she likes the one with 2 bedrooms and 1 living room. So how would you say this in Chinese?
今天呢，我们听到陈小姐她说有一套，套在这里是当 apartment 的 measure word。有一套两室一厅的房子，我觉得还不错。
Okay, so the number of bedrooms is 2室。
是，一厅，客厅的厅，两室一厅。
Okay, now he says, oh, you have great insight or great taste.
他说，您可真有眼光。有眼光的人呢，表示他看的东西都是好东西，才会有眼光。所以他说，啊，您可真有眼光。他想说的是，这间房子真的很棒。他说，这套80平方。
平方 is square meters.
那在台湾租房子的时候呢，你可能会听到平。This is like an old Japanese
unit. It's two tatami mats stuck together, about I guess a meter.
Yeah. So if you're renting houses in Taiwan, it's worth looking into how big a ping is, because that's what you're gonna come across. But in China, very simple square meters. 这套80平方，两卧。我们刚刚听到。两室在这里呢，也有另一个说法，两卧
2 bedrooms
对，我们刚刚听到两室嘛，两卧一厨
One kitchen.
一卫。
卫, I don't know.
卫生间的卫。
Okay, so toilet.
One bathroom. 一阳台。
Okay, this is a
balcony. So let's summarize that. 两卧, two bedrooms. 一厨, one kitchen. 一卫, one bathroom. 一阳台, one balcony.家具家电都配齐了。家具是
furniture.
对，家电
is home appliances.
嗯，都配齐了。好，我们先看配这个字。有时候你去买东西的时候，可能会配个什么东西。So when something comes with something, or it comes as a package, you'll see the term 配。
嗯哼。
齐 can have many meanings depending on what character it's combined with, but often this can mean when you have a full set of something or you have everything you need. So often you'll hear, 你的东西都带齐了吗?
Did you bring all your things with you?
Did you bring everything you need? So if you have everything you need and everything comes with, put together, so all the home appliances and furniture comes with this apartment.家具家电都配齐了。
So it's all inclusive.
没错，您如果租的话，拎包入住就可以了。
Okay, this 拎包 is what?
To sling on a bag, right? It's as easy as slinging on a bag. 拎包入住就可以了。
Okay, so it's kind of colloquial word for a bag, and it basically means you can move in as soon as possible.
没错，所以我们常常在看租的广告的时候呢，会看到拎包入住。This usually means everything's included in the apartment, right? All you have to do is bring your own bag.
Ready to move in.
没错。
Next, we move on to asking how much it's going to be.
对，非常重要的问题哦，租金怎么算？ So, how much, and also...What kind of, this is also implied like how is this going to be paid and how many installments, how much deposit. So, 租金怎么算?
Now the agent said that the landlord has already posted this、mm-hmm. either online or on like a flyer.、
Mm-hmm. 他说房东挂出的租金是2500块钱一个月。挂To hang up, 挂出 to show. So you can imagine、if you're going to like a rental agency, right? You'll see loads of things on show, probably on their display, right? 挂出. But this can mean physically to be displayed, but it can also mean what the landlord has said. Maybe sometimes that might mean that there's room for negotiation, right? 房东挂出的是2500块钱，但是我帮你。我帮你跟房东说了，他说两千块就好了。You might hear that maybe、okay. as well, right?
Now we hear one of the requests of the landlord.
对，房东他说租户押一付三。押 is to literally this can mean deposit 押金押一押一个月的租金。
Okay. So deposit 1 month.
付三付 to pay.
Mm-hmm.
付三付三个月 So 1 month deposit, but you have to pay 3 months rent up front.
And just to clarify, the word for a tenant is
租户
And the word for a landlord
房东
Now they ask the same question, what is this?
押一付三
So the agent then goes on to describe it, and、mm-hmm. then he asks, can you accept these terms?、
Mm-hmm. 陈小姐说可以接受接着她就问水电和网络费怎么算?
So how is the electricity and water bill?
水电费
As well as the internet bill calculated.
没错、那个中介他说水电费、网络费、物业费都是租户自理的。
Okay.
好。
物业 is...
物业管理费有时候你如果是租一个小区或是一栋大楼里面的房子呢，那栋大楼或那个小区会有一个物业费。
Hey guys, it's Michael here at Chinese Pod, and we want to say thank you to all of our faithful subscribers. If you're not registered yet, head over to ChinesePod.com now and get 20% off.
We got promo codes.
Use promo promo code GET20 at checkout to get 20% off your first year.
在物业管理费，在台湾比较常听到管理费，可能是大楼有帮你倒垃圾啊，或是大楼有管理员啊，这些费用都是称为物业管理费，物业费或管理费。
So, 物业管理费 is property management fees. So, if you live in one of these big buildings, you have to pay a certain amount of money for them to dispose of your garbage and look after all of the grounds.
没错。
So, the agent is saying you've got to pay the bills, the property management fee, and you'll need to handle this yourself.
没错，他说都是租户自理的，自己的理，处理的理。So, self...sort out the problems, 自理的。
Okay, so you got to handle it yourself or take responsibility and pay for yourself.
那有时候在租房子的时候呢，可能会碰到其他的费用，一定要问。所以今天我们就听到陈小姐她问中介说，还有什么其他的费用吗？有用到中介，一定要付中介费。
Okay, so there's always going to be some bills you got to pay, and in this case, it's probably quite a big one, and that's the agency fees.
没错，今天的中介费呢是3000元，他陈小姐和房东各出一半，各 each 出 to pay 一半。
Okay.
So they're splitting it this halfway.
Yeah, this character 出 is 出钱, which means to pay.
没错，好。房子也选好了，租金也讲定了，接着就要问什么时候可以签合同，签合同的时候需要带什么。
Okay, so when can I sign the contract and what do I need to bring?
那个中介他说明天就可以签约了，请您带上您的身份证原件和复印件。
Okay, so let's break that down. The word for to sign a contract?
签约或签合同。
And what's the word for original documents and a photocopy of them?
原件，原本的文件或证件，复印件。So the photocopy. Now, if you're not a local, you might have to bring different types of documents. Remember to ask. 你可以说我是个外国人，需要带什么样的文件或证件吗？ So I'm a foreigner. What kind of documents or identification documents do I need to bring?
Now, this lesson is packed full of new and interesting information. So how about we do a bit of a revision?
好，没问题。如果你想要知道你要租的这间房子里面的东西都有，要怎么样问？你可以说，请问一下，家具家电都配齐了吗？那你也可以说，我可以拎包入住吗？ Can I just grab my backpack and move in? 接下来我们也听到房东挂出的价钱， so the official price for this property. And remember, like I said, this might mean if they've said that 房东挂出的价钱， this might mean that there's room for negotiation. 接着我们听到水电费、网络费，还有物业费、物业管理费，
property management fee.
没错。今天的课程里面我们也学到不同付费的方式，付房租的方式，我们听到押一付三，
deposit 1 month and pay 3 months，
也有可能会听到押二付六， or any kind of combinations. But remember, 押 is 押金， so that's your deposit. 付 is how many months you'll have to pay.
And how about the way that they describethe landlord and the tenant paying half each.
我们听到您和房东各出一半。
So each person pays half.
没错。
Now the key word, if you've got to pay for it yourself or handle this part of it.
你可能会听到房客或租户要自理什么什么什么样的费用。
自理。
那最后呢，我们听到原件和复印件， so original documents and their copies.
Okay, well, how about we listen to the dialogue one more time?
好，那我们就赶紧来听听今天的对话。
您好，是陈小姐吗？我是中介的小王，租房的事您考虑的怎么样？
有一套两室一厅的房子，我觉得还不错。
您可真有眼光，这套房80平方， 两卧一厨一卫一阳台，家具家电都配齐了。您如果租的话，拎包入住就可以了。
听起来很不错，不过租金怎么算？
房东挂出的租金是2500块钱一个月，要求租户押一付三。
押一付三，这是什么意思呢？
意思是一个月的租金2500块当做押金，房租三个月付一次，可以接受吗？
租金可以接受，那么水电网络费怎么算？
水电费、网络费、物业费都是租户自理的。您那个小区的物业费是1200块钱一年。
好的，这些也都没有问题。还有其他的费用吗？
还有我们中介的中介费，一共是3000元，您和房东各出一半。
好的，那请问什么时候可以签约？签约的时候我需要准备什么吗？
明天就可以签约，请您带上您的身份证原件和复印件。
好的，没问题。
Sophie, is it common that you have to pay 3 months rent at a time?
常见吗？应该是说有这样的可能，有一些房东他喜欢你一季一季付。So, some landlords like you to pay every 3 months or every season. So,do be prepared for that. But everyone's situation is different. 每个人的情况都不一样。像我呢，那时候我的押金是两个月，那我现在就一个月一个月付。
So you had a 2 months worth of deposit, and now you pay monthly.
那有时候呢，有一些房东他也希望你付半年、六个月，或是一年，也都可能有看你租的房子跟你的房东的情况。那如果你有能力，你可以付一年，你也可以问中介说，那我想要一次付一年，可以便宜一点吗？
So if you've got the means to pay all off in 1 year, then you should be able to ask the agent to...
For a discount.
Big discount.
没错。哦，还有一件事情哦，就是在租房子的时候呢，在网上看的照片不一定是你到时候会看到的照片，一定要问清楚中介说，哎，中介你好，我陈先生，我在网络上面看到这个两卧一厅什么什么的，是照片里的房子吗？ Is this the house that I see in the pictures? Because often what they'll do is they'll put very like swanky pictures online, and then they'll be like, well, actually, this one's been rented out, but I've got another 2 others that I can show you. So make sure that they take you to the house and ask if that's the house in the picture.
All right, good tip. Watch out for that. Okay, well, we hope you enjoyed this lesson, and we'll see you guys next time.
好，那我们就下次见，再见。
再见。
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.chinesepod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number 3007. So just go to www.chinesepod.com/3007 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.chinesepod.com/3007.